Good morning.
Here is the Ome Radio News in special live BBR English. My name Seyo Watusin. The big person for Omeo in Liberia here say the peacekeeping or the peacekeeper then in this country, that people must continue to do the good work that they've been doing from since they come here in Liberia. The Omeo big person, Faris Arif, he said since that peacekeeping people came to the Liberia here, they mean making sacrifice so that peace can come to this place here. News say Faris Arif was speaking to a program where that people put honor on peacekeeper them. They gave them some pin then they call UN medals. They been working in Omeo here, keeping peace. And that people, they come from Pakistan and Nigeria. They say there were more than 300 peacekeepers that the Omeo B person put on also. One NGO that they put down for it to help children, what they call Destiny Kids Assistance Program. They say the few days they're going to put a project down that will make it all the things that people can be doing, particularly so with people with a particular thing, what they call sexual and gender-based violence on women and girls, so people will be able to know them one year and four. The big person for this group here, and their short name, they call it DECAP. They say they will put it down by the 18th of this November here, and it will happen in Jamestown in Riverside County. Helena Wena say this project, it will go on for about 21 days, almost 1 month. They will be going from place to place talking about this thing here. And they say more than 100 girls and women then that they're the one that they will give power to. The government hospital office called Ministry of Health, they say they now start a campaign where they will be telling people about the danger that this drug here or the hospital medicine they call antibiotics. The big person for the government hospital office department they call health promotion, Reverend John Sumo, he said the reason why some sickness can be making high here, what they call resistance to the antibiotics, is that sometimes when you go to the hospital and the hospital people give you the medicine here to take it, when you take it 2 days, 3 days, because you feel all right, then you leave it. The whole time they gave you to take it, you can't take it. Like this year now, when the sickness come back, it will be strong. So if you put the antibiotics here, it will not do nothing to it. And the antibiotics here, that medicine like penicillin, amoxicillin, ceftriaxone, and all these other medicines that they call antibiotics. So Reverend John Sumo say now they are outside with this campaign to let people know, particularly so people who, when anything happens, they sick, they will not go to hospital for doctor to tell them they can take their own self medicine and go buy it and then start taking it. Whether that the medicine you're taking are the correct medicine for it, you're not doing it, whatever. You do like this here now, then the body now start to make high here with this one here, so that the proper time and they can take it. That is the end of the Ome Radio News in Special Liberian English. My name is Seyo Watusi. Good morning. Mm-hmm.